you know, it seems like I've been repeating myself for, you know, 2 or 3 weeks, but it is worse every day. The inflation numbers are worse. The gas prices are worse. The penalty and the punishment to American taxpayers and those who want to go to work every day. Again, the current average for gasoline now in America is over $4.50 a gallon, $4.52.3. The average in Michigan just about there, $4.49. A diesel $5.57.3 across the country, and this is punishing people. No two ways about it. Join me, Craig Stiles, the financial advisor, managing director, Ameriprise Financial Services. Craig, good to talk to you again.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
I'm well. You know, I what do I make of it? I mean, I continue to see this administration flail, right? And I see nothing. I don't see anything being solved.
Well, I mean, you are correct. The times that we find ourselves in presently are not as easy as what we would like them to be in many respects, just because of policies that's being implemented. The area that right now, we have basically a lot of retail sales companies such as Home Depot and Walmart. We're going to see how they're going to be reporting later today to see if sales are actually going up in the consumer staples area, consumer discretionary. And markets are right now tend to be in favor of it just because of how the futures are pointing in a positive direction, opening up north of 1.5 to 2%. Looks like it's going to happen today. We'll see if that holds depending on what the numbers are that come out. But it is tough just because of policies that are being implemented and how that is affecting the inflationary pressures that we're seeing presently. So
yeah,
it is not an easy environment presently, and it's a matter of going through, and I mentioned it before, rebalancing portfolios more frequently than clients would anticipate. Normally,
like what, every 15 minutes?
Once a year? Yeah, pretty much. Every 15 minutes would probably be a rather interesting way of being able to handle it, for sure. But yeah, it does make it easy, especially for those who are more of a passive investment style, because they do focus more on the indexes and not necessarily the companies they own. And that's one of the things that I kind of highlight is we go through and address the companies that people own and realize, well, what area are they involved in the economy themselves? And then that is it because the companies are being sold out because of a lot of passive strategies are just being sold out of, so the value of those companies are being retracted? Or is that actually posing an opportunity for more of the longer-term investor to see companies that have gone down in price actually be a strong investment? Just to put it in perspective, many people are familiar with Berkshire and that Berkshire Hathaway.
Right.
And,
he's making money.
This year,
he's making a pile.
In the first quarter of this year, yep, they loaded up on stocks. In the first quarter of this year, they loaded up on stocks within their
energy stocks,
Berkshire portfolios.
I might point out energy stocks was one of the big places that they gobbled up, right? They got, because they said, well, yep, there are going to be big profits because of, and they're looking at that, and the profits are there because of the reckless policies of our government, sadly, that have pushed gas prices to all-time record highs. But as a result of that, it means the profits at these oil companies are going up as well, even though the government wants to blame the oil companies for its own bad policy, which is strange, but it's true. Yeah, Berkshire Hathaway doing very well, yeah, right?
Yeah, I mean, correct. I mean, the component that, I know you addressed it before with a couple of other your guests on the show. You have record number of leases that are out for oil companies that are out there presently, but then they can't get the proper
permitting.
Licenses, permits, right,
yeah,
in order to either put in roads or cut down trees or whatever it is they need to do in order to get to their specific locations.
Right, and last week the administration says, well, nobody showed up for the oil and gas lease deal, so we canceled. Of course they canceled, because nobody's right, interested in investing right, millions or billions of dollars when they have this group of people that can change their mind every 15 minutes in the White House, right?
Right, correct. That makes it more difficult. So this coming elections, if there is greater stability going on for the next couple of years, I anticipate probably growth strategies to start picking back up, because where are we seeing the biggest discounts presently? You're seeing that in, in the NASDAQ, in the tech companies that are off 20-25% so far year to date. We're going to see some enhanced volatility in that space, but it does promote or offer the greatest amount of opportunity as well going forward. So that's where you're seeing some of the longer-term investors also starting to find opportunities as well.
Yeah, so, you know, I guess you got to have somebody like yourself, because it would make my head explode to try to keep up with everything that's changing all the time, you know. So, I mean, it's hard, right? I mean, it, like you say, you have to readjust, reevaluate. Well, for most people, that's not practical. It's just not, right?
Well, that times like this is the reason why I kind of created the process that I have. So this way, when clients have specific strategies implemented, we're able to compare institutional strategies or managers side by side with one another. And even during the most difficult times, the question always is, am I doing the right thing? That always becomes a kind of a mantra, especially when markets are kind of pulling back as they are. Even though if clients' portfolios are down, how are they performing relative to other strategies in the same sector? If we're desired to be in growth, if we're looking out 3, 5, and 7 years, we've got to be cautious not to make adjustments or changes within the last 4 to 6 months. Because 3 to 4 or 5 years out, 6 months, 4 to 6 months is not a very long time period. And so it's that aspect of understanding. There's going to be pullback in the markets. When I sit down and talk with clients, does that mean that they need to adjust their lifestyle? Well, it depends on what their draw is on their overall portfolio.
It might.
They're drawing a little bit more. Maybe it's, right now might be an opportunity for us to get into more value type strategies where clients are in growth. More,
right.
Importantly, because we're starting to see value as possibly a growth opportunity. So
there you go.
Yeah, it's a balancing act, and it is very customized for each client.
There you go. It's a balancing act, all right. I feel like I'm on a high wire half the time. Anyhow, Craig Stiles at Ameriprise. You can find him online. Look him up. Craig Stiles, he can do, you know, personal investment, fiduciaries, endowments, retirement planning, all of it. Craig Stiles in Michigan, anywhere in America. Craig Stiles, Ameriprise Financial. Craig, thank you for being here, as always.
Thank you very much, Steve. You have a great one.
You as well. And he's right. The Dow pre-market trading plus 500 points already. Plus 500 points already. So there you go. We'll take a break and have some sports after the break.
You might be wondering, what's Enbridge doing to keep up with the energy demands of tomorrow? As a bridge to the energy future, we're helping drive the change toward lower carbon and renewable energy sources. That's why we're modernizing our infrastructure to be more efficient and reliable, and why we're investing in energy sources like wind and solar. We are Enbridge, a leading North American energy infrastructure company, and we believe when our energy meets yours, the future is full of promise. Enbridge, life takes energy.
The pandemic has made it clear, if you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.